This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. All arrangements are in place for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections to be held tomorrow. 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over six states and two union territories will be covered in this phase. This include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 in Haryana, 8 each in Bihar and West Bengal, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. A total of 889 candidates are in the fray in this phase. The prominent candidates whose fate will be decided in sixth phase include senior BJP leaders Dharmendra Pradhan, Meneka Gandhi, Manohar Lal Khattar, Sambit Patra, Bansuri Swaraj and Manoj Tiwari, and Congress leaders Dipendra Singh Hooda, Kumari Selja, Raj Babbar and Kanhaiya Kumar, as well as Samajwadi Party leader Dharmendra Yadav and PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and hassle-free voting. State Chief Electoral Officers, District Election Officers and State Machinery have been advised to take adequate measures to manage hot weather conditions. Security has also been beefed up in the polling areas to avoid any untoward incident and ensure free and fair polls. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has said India is changing very fast and in the next 10 years it will be a $10 trillion economy. Mr. Doval was addressing the function organized on the 21st investiture ceremony of Border Security Force, BSF and Rustamji Memorial Lecture at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. Mr. Doval commended the contribution of BSF in securing the country's borders. Director General BSF Nitin Agarwal said BSF has always been at the forefront of ensuring the security and safety of country's borders. At least 100 people have been reportedly killed after a massive landslide hit remote part of Papua New Guinea today. Media reports said the landslide struck Kaukalam village in Anga province of the island nation. The death toll is likely to rise as landslide is believed to have flattened dozens of homes and buried families alive. A film met by a student of Films and Television Institute of India, FTII Pune, has won the La Cinef Award at the 77th Cannes Film Festival. The film, Sunflowers Were the First Ones to Know, has won directed by FTII student Chidanand Naik. It is based on a popular Kannada folklore about an elderly woman stealing a rooster after which the sun does not rise. The film was produced as part of FTII's year-end coordinated exercise of TV Wing. The India Meteorological Department has forecast severe heat wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, Gujarat and western Madhya Pradesh for next 5 days. Talking to Akashvani News, senior scientist at IMD, R.K. Jainamani said, people in these regions will not get any respite from the intense heat as there are no signs of cyclonic circulation over these regions. He said that the temperature will continue to hover between 44 degrees Celsius to 48 degrees Celsius. In view of this, the agency has also issued red and orange alert for these regions. Meanwhile, rains continue to lash several parts of Kerala since last evening, leaving many low-lying areas inundated. The IMD has issued red alerts in the districts of Ernakulam and Thrissur. It has issued orange alert in 8 districts, including the hilly districts of Wayanand, Idukku and Pathanamthitta. In archery, the Indian compound mixed team comprising Jyoti, Surekha Venam and Priyansh have entered the final of the World Cup Stage 2 at Yecheon in South Korea. The team defeated the host country's team of Han Sweng-yeon and Yang Jiwon in a tight semi-final. With this, India has confirmed its second medal in the tournament after the compound women's team of Jyoti, Parnit Kaur and Aditi Swami entered the final on Wednesday. Jyoti and Priyansh will now face US's Olivia Dean and Sawyer Sullivan in a clash of the top two world-ranked nations in the gold medal match tomorrow. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals in second qualifier match in Chennai this evening. In the head-to-head 19 battles, Sunrisers Hyderabad have a slight advantage with 10 wins, with Rajasthan having won 9. The summit clash of IPL 2024 will take place on Sunday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.